All right, here we are at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, which is kind of a playground for all these business leaders and government leaders and community leaders that are up here trying to solve all the region's problems at the Regional Policy Conference. And speaking of playgrounds, joining us right now is Alexandra Gardner with Playworks Michigan. Good morning, Alexandra.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tell us what Playworks is.
Yes. So Playworks uses the power of play to bring out the best in every kid. And some, we use play as a catalyst to provide critical life skills for low-income elementary school students. Those students have challenges when they don't get access to recess, they don't get access to extracurricular activities after school, or any type of leadership exposure. And so play is really a catalyst to providing those critical life skills, making them well-rounded students and eventually adults that play well with others.
Right. Play is something that comes so naturally to children, and we don't even think of children being deprived of play, but some
are.
But
it happens, yes.
Yeah. How does it happen?
I mean, different things. Our schools have so many sets of challenges, and we see schools that have challenges with infrastructure, so there's absolutely just no place for kids to play. And so we'll come in with two cones and some kickballs, and we'll play in an alley behind the school. We'll play at a garden next to, adjacent to the school. We'll play around church pews inside of a school. Personnel is always a challenge. A lot of schools are short-staffed, and so the amount of adults that can be consistent caring adults on the playground is a challenge to get there. And so we can bring a body into the school as well if need be.
How is Playworks funded? Are you a business or are you a nonprofit?
Yeah, so we're classified as a nonprofit, but we do have an earned revenue model. And so districts can opt to pay for our services completely, but we really want to equal the playing field and level the playing field. And so in doing so, I and my executive director, we fundraise for schools that need us but can't afford the entire cost to have Playworks at their school.
So you're helping facilitate play all across the state, including in Port Huron, right?
Including Port Huron. So in the upcoming school year, we'll be in 72 schools across Michigan, serving about 27,000 children.
That's exciting, isn't
it? Yes, very exciting.
To help kids play. And as you said, doing it by not just building playgrounds, saying here.
Yeah, we don't build playgrounds at all.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
So we purposefully don't do that. Mm-hmm. We want kids to be able to play the same way in their neighborhoods and with their cousins and their family and their friends. And so every single game that we teach on the playground, they're able to take home. So we use little to no equipment at all on purpose.
So you're teaching them games that they can play anywhere, anytime.
And those games, we make sure they include a conflict resolution piece, so they're inclusive. They have to show empathy during those games, and they're actually learning those skills needed to become more emotionally intelligent children, eventually emotionally intelligent adults.
That's great. There's a lot of research that goes into this. This isn't just something you make up as you go along, right?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. So we increase incidents of bullying. We help in decrease chronic absenteeism. A lot of our educators are seeing kids come back to school ready to learn, and so we're actually bringing back more classroom hours to the school because that cool down time between recess and going into the classroom is better now because kids are relaxed and they're ready to learn and they're not coming to class ready to play again. So we're returning classroom hours at the same time, and we're also letting kids be leaders on the playground. So our fourth and fifth graders of each school actually facilitate the recesses that go on during the day. They kind of act as like crossing guards that we had growing up. So they take it very seriously, and they're the leaders of their school.
Teachers must love this.
Oh, I haven't met a teacher that's not a fanatic about Playworks. So it's a game changer for them.
Playworks has been working, as you said, at schools across Michigan, and you're doing a lot of work with the Ralph Wilson Foundation, too.
Yes. So they're a huge proponent of Playworks. They gave us a very sizable grant that allowed us to scale and also allowed us to try some things out, and so we were able to do some pilots in the UP for Playworks. We're able to do some early childhood services and really just totally a game changer for Playworks to be able to. We went from a sizable, I can't remember the exact number of schools we had 2 years ago, but I think we almost tripled in size in the last 3 years, and it was a huge help to people like the Ralph Wilson Jr. Foundation.
You've got a great conversation, Sarah, when people ask what you do. I play.
I play, exactly. And we make sure kids can play. We joke that, well, not really a joke, but we say that play is a basic human right, and that kids deserve to be able to play, and they deserve the childhood. Childhood is a short season, and so let's give them the childhood they deserve. And so play is at the forefront of that for us.
Amen. Good stuff. Where can people find out more about Playworks?
Yeah, so our website is www.playworks.org/MI. On our website, you can figure out services, how to be involved, our latest events, and really anything PlayWorks related. Also, play their games on there that you can take back for free to classrooms, to students, and encourage play in your classroom.
Outstanding. Good stuff. Alexander, thanks for stopping by this
Thank
morning.
Thank you Appreciate so much it. For having us.
Alexander Gardner with us on WPHM from PlayWorks, Michigan. It's 19 past 9 o'clock as we continue our coverage of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference on WPHM.